Just about every problem that we have with our horse has its source somewhere in misunderstanding, fear and or confusion. That's no exaggeration. Just about every problem. While you're practicing getting good at your inner guidance system, it's good to have an intellectual understanding of the different ways that horses behave when they're afraid or confused. We call this the six F's. Some horses flee. That's the horses who run away. Very many horses tend to run away or try to when they're afraid or confused. They spook, they shy, they jig out on the trail, they go faster and faster, they even bolt. They spin around trying to go home, and this is just a tiny list of what they can do. And most humans don't enjoy any of those things, so we apply all kinds of gadgets to prevent that from happening. It's as if the gadget itself is going to make us safe. I wonder how that's working for all those way too many people who have accidents on horses that have the insurance industry considering that horse riding is the most dangerous hobby of all. Anyway, if you think about all the badly behaved horses that you've seen, I think you'll notice that those gadgets and the way that they're used to stop the horse from running away when they're scared or confused are the actual root cause of even worse behavior, like bucking, rearing, pig rooting, just as a small handful of examples. Maybe even the biting and kicking stuff. Nobody likes to be misunderstood. And all this happens simply because when the horse can't run away from what they're afraid or confused about, they have to express their fear or confusion in some other way. And that is usually much more antisocial to the human. In fact, as you start to pay attention to this, I think you're going to notice how many simple problems are also caused by fear and or confusion and by the horse being unable to get away from the causes of that fear and confusion. So how do we fix these problems? Don't you hate it when someone says there's a simple solution? You've already been working on that in this program. Back off and take the pressure off them when they're afraid or confused, and they won't have to try and run away. With this gentle philosophy, even a novice rider can develop a beautiful relationship where the horse can learn to look after you too, as you look after them. When you follow your good feelings and use your early warning signal that something is not quite right and take action on it, like we talked about in that earlier lesson, then you can notice your horse's fear and confusion long before they have it expressed in their body language. It gives you a chance to do something about it before something bad even happens. When you wait for your horse to lick and chew, that will give them time to think through what you're looking for, and that dramatically reduces the opportunity for confusion. Plus, it gives them time to release old brain pathways, to release old stress and trauma that are having them react in fearful ways that are not so useful to you and them either now, like we talked about in the lesson about profound healing. Did you notice that you now have a very simple way to help a horse change their fearful habits? And do you realize what a big deal that is? Excellent.